We've definitely seen the impact of anxiety in the workplace. One of my team said they didn't do anything that made them uncomfortable because that's your body's sign not to do something. We find this mindset a bit horrifying in the context of making your way through the challenging world we are in. Thank you. We've had interesting chats about oral health recently on Sunday morning, which of course are online for you to listen back to. And many of the questions coming in this morning have been tackled in those two previous conversations. The most recent of them was with Dr. Alp Kantacha from Oral Health at Harvard University in Boston. And broadly, the chats have been to do with the increasing recognition from ongoing studies that bad bacteria get into our bloodstreams from our mouths, and they can precipitate or exacerbate heart disease, Alzheimer's, arthritis, and cancer. Alp also revealed to us last time the limitations of using mouth products, which have difficulty getting below the gum line where the bad bugs hang out. We'll talk a little bit more about that, I am sure. Dr. Alp Kantacha, welcome back. Thanks for being able to join us again.
Thank you very much, Jim, for inviting me back. I'm very excited about this opportunity to talk to you again.
Well, we covered a lot with you last time, but our audience wanted to know more. So are you happy if we cover off some more teeth territory with you?
Of course. That's my life, and I'll be delighted to do that.
Teeth are your life. Yes, that's right.
Exactly. I'm a dentist.
The first question for you is a statement, actually. From a listener, I bought a hydro flosser which cleared my gum disease. Short and sweet. Is that likely?
Actually, there's not enough studies out there. There are very efficient ways of cleaning the cumulative plaque, which is extremely important. And then, of course, with that, there's a lot of cleaning of the bacteria with that. And that's super, super important.
Yes, and someone else asks, please ask if water picks are effective or should I go back to flossing?
Can you repeat that question, please?
Yes, please ask if water picks are effective or should I go back to flossing?
No, I think that they're not really replacing each other. One of them is going to be really a mechanical cleaning of the interdental space. But the other one is really doing a good job in terms of flushing away those ones. So there is really cumulative evidence that the water flushing or the water pick methods are really effective ways to do that. But they're not replacing the flossing, obviously.
Okay. People asked about the efficacy of baking soda rinses and so on. How much use is baking soda in your mouth?
So they're put into certain toothpastes, and there's not really very good ways to discriminate between the baking soda versus the rest of the ingredients in the toothpaste. So there's not really that much good quality papers that are out there. And but of course, it's a method that's to eliminate the bacteria from the anywhere. And so baking soda can actually be very much helpful for this. And we don't really highly recommend it too much, but it's not because it's bad or anything, but just because there's not enough evidence compared to fluoride or the other methods that are included in the toothpaste.
Okay. What about the issue of baking soda taking off the enamel on your teeth? Is it safe in that respect?
I mean, everything, it all depends on how much you're prone to decay, because, I mean, enamel, just like any other part tissue in the body, is full of calcium, and then everybody has a very different level of enamel calcium content. I mean, it's not something that's going to hurt if somebody has very intact and very strong enamel thickness, but it's going to be really detrimental for people who are not having very healthy oral cavities and also very thick and very sound dental structure.
To what extent can you assess that through the sensitivity you have, the sensitivity your gums and teeth have?
Sure. Exactly the same mechanism, because, I mean, enamel thickness determines the sensitivity. There are two types of sensitivity, actually. One of them is the coronal sensitivity, which is the part that you see outside of your gums, which is the white structure, which we call as teeth. And then so that part can be very thin, because of the chemicals throughout life, and even like having too much citric acid, for instance, having too much lemon or orange and so on and so forth can actually thin that as well. So that's one of the things that can be very much prone to acidic changes. The
Okay.
second part, as people are reporting as sensitivity, is usually due to the exposure of your roots as a result of the gum disease. Once your tooth are exposed, you're going to have a lot of sensitivity. In that case, eliminating this with or without baking soda and so on and so forth is not going to even matter because it's a pathological change.
Right. Good. That's clear. There were also queries about possible harm from vapes. I assume, a lot of people are vaping and nicotine pouches. Are they injurious to oral health, please?
Yes, obviously this is a growing field right now because we didn't have any of this back 10 years ago. So for the last few years, there is and not only from the vaping alone, but also, for instance, marijuana usage, that's going to be that we will be hearing more and more over time.
Okay.
And same thing, that's basically anything ingested in your mouth, that's going to be basically creating a heat change, that's going to create a nicotine exposure, and so on and so forth. So those are not minimal, but the data is not solid about that yet.
Okay, I'm glad I asked. Jackie says, my hygienist told me to gargle with Savacol as I have gum disease. Is Dr. Kantarja saying that this is a waste of time? So, if so, is there anything I can gargle with that will work?
The question here is that how much do they penetrate below the gum line? Of course, you can use the oral rinses, oral mouthwashes, and so on and so forth as preventive measures, but once you have the disease, it's very difficult to penetrate below the gum line, therefore the efficiency is much less.
Yes, and Angela anticipated that answer. She says, if there's nothing we can buy that gets below the gum line to treat bad bacteria once they have begun living there, why not, she asks. After all, if they can burrow deeply, why can't the new probiotics products do the same thing, for example?
Again, the same problem. You cannot really bring them below the gum line. So there's a lot of research going on with the delivery of these useful compounds below the gum line and retain them there. So probiotics is one of them. Chemicals are one of them. And you can use a lot of the slow-release compounds that we are heavily working on. So this can be all delivered into the pockets professionally, at least for now. Or there's also some line of research that maybe floss can be used for these coatings. So that's all experimental as we speak. There's a lot of research going on in terms of this. So these are all experimental phases. But the idea, Angela is completely correct. The idea is to bring this below the pocket at home use, and that's not a very easy thing to do.
Dr. Alp Kantarja is with us from Oral Health at Harvard University in Boston. Jim, question for Alp, please. Some dental advice I have heard says not to rinse your mouth after brushing as you wash away the benefits of fluoride in toothpaste. Is this safe? Asks Michael, because I'm thinking, he says, this means you will probably swallow some fluoride.
Not really. I mean, the fluoride that you will be swallowing as a result of brushing, once you spit it out, unless you try to eat the toothpaste, obviously, is very minimal. We will ask our patients not to brush, not to rinse, or not to drink or eat anything for about almost half an hour after brushing and flossing in the mouth, especially with the sensitivity patients. Once the root surface are exposed as a gum disease result, definitely brushing should not be followed by the rinse for at least half an hour.
Okay. Someone else says, I've just turned 50 and I've stopped smoking and drinking, which resulted in my gums bleeding. That's his analysis. My dentist said it was a result of a change in mouth bacteria. However, now, after I drink coffee, I have terrible halitosis. What could be causing this? That sounds complicated, Al, but do you have a comment?
So there are two issues going on there. One of them is that smoking destroys the blood vessels everywhere in the body. So actually, many patients who are smoking do not have gum bleeding, but they do have gum disease. And that's because of the suppression of the vascularization, suppression of the blood content in the body. So what you're going to have is something that's going to be basically returning back to normal. Halitosis is a different story because halitosis is related to coffee, related to other things, maybe related to not your gum disease, but maybe related to some species that are living in the back of your throat, mainly from the back of your tongue, for instance.
And actually, someone else asks, what about a bad taste that comes from time to time from the back of the mouth and is not reflux? What could be causing that? Is that bacteria as well?
Same bacteria, and this is usually related to bacteria that's associated with the back of your tongue, because bugs living in the back of your tongue or on your cheek or on your back of your throat are quite different compared to gum surrounding bugs living above the gums, living below the gums. So these are all at least 6 to 7 different habitats exist in your mouth. So once you have, like, for instance, a metallic taste or a bad taste or a halitosis type of things, it can be very much specific to certain bacteria that are in your mouth that may or may not be related to your gum disease. Halitosis can be also a result of your gut or your gastrointestinal problems. So don't underestimate the role of halitosis. Make sure that when you have halitosis, see a dentist to start with, so we can start cleaning up a lot of those bacteria and reinstating some of the habitats in the oral cavity. But they can be also indicative of systemic problems that can come from the rest of your body as well.
Julianne, who's a registered nutritionist, says mouth ulcers can be a symptom of celiac disease. Is she correct?
Mouth ulcers can be very, due to for multiple problems. So one of them, for instance, I mean, the nutrition usually results in issues of mouth ulcers, and this is very important. So in the past, for instance, vitamin C deficiency was resulting in mouth ulcers. And so there's a lot of evidence that a lot of nutritional factors can be related to mouth ulcers. And I would assume that celiac disease mechanism would be very similar, but there's not enough literature about that to convince us that there's a direct association specific to celiac disease and mouth ulcers.
This is a big question, I think. Please ask how to treat dry mouth problems. Thank you. What do you think? I know there are products out there, but I assume the relief was temporary. What do you do with dry mouth?
So we use the products such as Biotin products in the US market are very good for these type of things. And these are all symptomatic, as your listener said, because they're going to be transient after a while. You're not going to be able to see too much of a difference in the long term. However, these are very useful, especially if patients are cancer patients, for instance, if they're going through radiotherapy or chemotherapy, or they are using medications such as especially anxiety, anti-anxiety medications that can be also associated with these type of things. If you have a dry mouth, you need to make sure that you need to see a professional help so that this help can actually be very useful for you to determine the root cause of the problem, because rather than being symptomatic, you need to really go after what the reason for that in the long term obviously.
If the reason is emotional, psychological as it were, will extra hydration help?
Sure. So I recommend my patients to even use a humidifier where they sleep, and then you drink a lot of water and during out the day and so on and so forth, and also use some of these biotin type of products. But as I said, there's no underlying potential of any drugs or any cancer or any other problems, then obviously it can be psychological, it can be related to mouth bleeding, there can be deviations from your nose. So there's a lot of reasons that can physically cause you mouth drying. So we need to dissect which one is doing what in terms of understanding the root cause of this problem.
Okay. A bit off topic, says Lindy, but I'm a dancer, and I and every dancer I know constantly suck on sugar-free mints so we don't have offending breath. How bad is this for our teeth? That's an interesting question.
Sugar-free is not really detrimental at all, because it's the sugar that actually really creates that. Having said that, there's all these sugar alternatives are now associated with other diseases, not necessarily gum disease. So you may be getting the result of the other non-sugar coating or sugar alternatives. And they're not really necessarily good for your health either, I mean, basically. So, but for the gum disease specifically, you may not be seeing too much of an effect there.
Okay. So go easy on the sugar-free mints until the research comes in more, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean,
All right.
that's one thing to replace another one doesn't mean that that thing is much safer. I mean, everything that's nutritional, healthy, natural, blah, blah, all of those type of things may not necessarily be good in the long term. We just don't have simple enough evidence to deal with it. So once we crucify the sugars, sure, that's a bad thing, but alternatives may also be not as good.
You've given us a lot of time. Thank you for giving us your time. And I'm glad we managed to get hold of you to address all those queries from listeners, Alp. It's very good of you.
My pleasure, Jim. My pleasure. My pleasure anytime. And then I'll be happy to listen and talk to you again if you guys want.